بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم. They say marriage is a bowl of sweets, and every form of communication before marriage is like eating away a sweet. It mustn't happen that when the marriage does take place, because of courting taking place before it, that the bowl is empty, and then marriage is not as sweet as it's supposed to be. What the average youngster is doing today is, 1 week he's giving the girl one Lindt, then the following week one Toblerone, then one Ferrero, and he's importing the export chocolates, and he's continuing. And then he does so much of that, that now after marriage, he doesn't even give her a chomp, because he killed everything before. Now, this love triangle, in front of you now, is called the ABC triangle. So what happened here was, B was the blue boy, and C was the cute girl. So, unfortunately, these two were courting. And all of the courting and dating and outing and meeting and communicating, eventually B and C met up at A. But when they met up at A on the top, one terrible accident took place. You know, we speak of disaster of zina, fornication. Unexpected now, the girl is pregnant. And at A, they're forced to get married now. But A is a very delicate position. It's hanging, suspended, no support structure. And when marriage takes place, after marriage now, you find the two, girl and boy, okay, now husband and wife, they're moving in separate directions now, their hearts. And the boy ends up back at B, and the girl at C. And then they realize, we're not compatible. And then there's a divorce. Unfortunately, this is the average relationship of today, when you speak of courting. Allah Ta'ala save us from that. And then the beauty of Islam. Beauty of Islam is, the boy goes with his parents to the house of the girl. And the boy sees the girl, they are happy, they get married. Zero courting prior. Now when they do get married, the BC, that solid foundation, that's now the starting point of their marriage. And from there, after marriage, they are working together. And they're moving together closer. Eventually, mashallah, this husband and wife, they reach A, and now they are super bonded. That close unit. And inshallah, with the command of Allah, these two will remain as a couple till death separates the two. Allah Ta'ala bless us with those lives. Now, you see, the average youngster has to keep this in front, that all forms of communication prior marriage, before marriage, is haram, is forbidden. The beauty of our deen is so pure that even the aspect of fantasizing, now the boy, before sleeping, for him to think and imagine Fatima or Safiya or Sumayya is forbidden, haram. All forms of, you know, bonding with a girl prior to marriage, forbidden. And then the youngster must remind himself that impossible. It's impossible for a boy to learn the girl before marriage. Because before marriage, it's an act. Girl, she's acting Mrs. Cutie, and boy is acting Mr. Sweetie. And that acting carries on until they feel we make a very good couple, And then when they do get married, now they get tired of acting, how much was act? And then their real rainbow colors come out. And then the boy thinks to himself, you know what? Before this, I was drinking monster. Now I'm married to one monster. Now while we're on the monster story, the youngster must remind himself, be it monster, dragon, whatever. It's not for us. It's harmful. Nevertheless, acting is a big deception. All form of courting is a big act. And average maybe 12, 13. The boy and girl are starting. The relationship is moving. And maybe when they're 22, 23, they may decide to marry. Now 10 years courting. And most of the time, those marriages will be very, very fortunate if they survive 10 months or even 10 weeks. So what's happening with time now? The marriage is shorter than the courting. And those who are courting, you know what's reality? Those two now, in those years of courting, everything was over. And then when they do get married, the first night is one of the most boring of nights, because everything was done and said before. It was just a marriage certificate that was left. On the other hand, the beauty of a Muslim, there was no courting, and the two, mashallah, got married. And the first night now, it's a novelty, curiosity, modesty, purity. It's enjoyment, it's fun, and everything progresses from there. And you know what's happening sometimes? Initially, the boy and girl, they're feeling, they're enjoying that courting. But actually what happens, it's a average youngster is juggling. You know, he's become a circus today. How he's juggling? You find he's dating Khadija, he's dumping Hasina, he's WhatsApping Anisa, and then he's avoiding Nasima. He's doing a juggling act. And many a time he gets caught in the whole act. And maybe he's feeling he's thrilling himself, but there's something called embarrassment. I'll just mention three aspects. Now imagine, after years now, I got married. And I'm walking with my son. I went to buy something. And as I'm walking with my son, that old contact of mine, she runs in my direction. And she says, Imtiaz, is it you? It's been so long. Now my son looks at me and says, Daddy, who's she? And if mummy comes to know, I'm in trouble. And every youngster, this is exactly what he's heading for. Exactly what he's heading for. That's one. And then the second one is, in that whole courting period, sometimes things get hot. And in the foolishness of passion, that girl and boy, they are exchanging photographs of the most private areas of themselves. And then sometime it leaks out. And then it's viral. Social media is seeing it. And that same boy tomorrow, he is going for proposals. He is knocking door one, no. Door two, answer is no. And like that he's continuing. Tell me which father will be prepared to give their daughter to a boy whose body naked is revealed and advertised in the social media. It happened last day that Molina was telling me. The cases that are coming to him, and this is reality. Father phones the Molina. Molina, my daughter got the most terrible pictures of this boy, and you know him. Speak to him. So Molina calls him. And then he continued from there. And that boy is pleading with Molina, please, don't tell my parents. Molina said, I have to. Otherwise you'll continue. Now, if that picture leaks out, the whole world is seeing it. Where's the izzat and respect left for that boy? And then you take it to level 3. Sometime in this courting, the boy now, he tries other backgrounds, other religions, girls of other colors and backgrounds. And because those girls are a bit too open and loose, it reaches ultimate. She's pregnant and she gives birth. And that boy, maybe after 10 years, he changed his life. MashaAllah, piety. MashaAllah. He's wealthy as well, maybe. And that girl knows it. So she gives him a call. And now he's got a social standing. He's in the masjid. He's got a beautiful family life. And he's changed. And that girl knows it. So she gives him a call. And she tells him, look here, if you don't pay me 20,000 a month, the world is going to see all your worms of the past. And your child will prove it. And now that man, for the rest of his life, is paying. And not only paying with a smile, he's seeing his child grow up as a Christian or as a disbeliever. And he's paying for it till death. Now that's enough of that now. The thing is the escape route. And the escape route is very simple. It's simple as ABC. We'll start with A. A, Allah consciousness. Allah consciousness. Every youngster has to keep the consciousness of Allah in front of him all the time. That my Allah is watching me. My Allah is watching me. That consciousness. That answerability. You know, one day I'm going to stand in front of my Allah. What answer will I give to my Allah? I spoiled and I shattered the lives of so many girls. Playing around with them, they thought I was serious. But I was just playing around. One youngster told me, tells me, Molana, that girl really thinks I'm going to marry her. And she's exposing the most private of everything to me. And Molana, I hate her. But he's playing around. What answer am I going to give to Allah tomorrow? And then, you see, I have a sister, and tomorrow I'll have a daughter. Would I like that boys are dumping and abusing my sister, my daughter? But I'm doing it. I'm doing it to the daughters and sisters of others. So that Allah consciousness, Allah has to become part of my day, my night, that salah, that Quran, that zikrullah, that dua. Allah part of my life. That consciousness. So A is Allah consciousness. B, it's a battle. This battle is till death. But reality and the good news is, it's easier today to fight the battle than tomorrow. Because, you see, as a person ages, then that firmness against the nafs, against the desire, it weakens. So I am stronger today in that battle than tomorrow. And this battle is lifelong. And it's easier today, otherwise what happens is, initially the youngster, he's on variety. You know that person eating akni one day, biryani next day, and then curry kishri the next day, and he's seen variety. For that person who's been through variety, for him to settle for one dal and rice for the rest of the life after that, very difficult. Even if the kachumar is there, the papar and the achar. But after going through variety, it's very difficult to settle on just one day after. The average youngster today, he doesn't realize what he's going into. Because 1 month is Sophia, and then next month Fatima, and then Ruqiyya. And after going through such variety, he's destroying all chances of stability in a marriage of tomorrow. Because marriage is not one magic potion. One special portion that now I will just lose that taste bud of variety which I had in my system. It's very difficult later on. So this battle is easier today than tomorrow. A bit of breaks today, and inshallah there's no headaches tomorrow. But that battle, that queen against that desire today, is easier today than tomorrow. And then C is consulting. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us the golden guarantee. The one who consults will not regret, will have no regrets. One youngster told me, he tells me, Mawlana, the moment I consult, it gives me strength. And for a while, I'm firm. And then the moment I see I'm slipping again, quickly I consult again. And then I get that stability again. That consulting, and that is one of the whole objects of this program. Every youngster must realize the ulama are there for us. Speak to someone. One youngster had an addiction, and he was consulting and consulting. After 107, after 107 consults, eventually with the command of Allah, he finally came out of that addiction. And that person we're consulting won't shout us, why again? Or no, will receive us with that same warmth, with that same love. So that consulting, that is why Maghrib, when we stop for the Maghrib Salah, there'll be those boxes at the back. And in those boxes, there's papers and pens. There's something troubling us, something hurting us. Sometimes we feel shy to speak and consult and ask verbally. Now's our chance. Our chance tonight, we put those few words down on paper. Otherwise, if I'm just bottling those problems, then later on it explodes in nasty ways. We are young, we got a chance, we got an opportunity. So C for consulting. A is Allah consciousness. B is the battle. This battle will continue, but we need to be firm. And then C for consulting. Have a pious elder, pious alim. We are speaking to, we are opening our problems to, so that we can move ahead. Now, there's something called special. In every youngster's desire should be that, oh Allah, make me that special one. And I speak of a special one. The one that touched no girl before marriage. The one that didn't allow any girl to touch his heart before marriage. That special one. Then you'll have a youngster who'll say, Mawlana, you're speaking too late now, Mawlana. I don't know any place of my body wasn't touched. So there's hope for that man as well, that youngster as well. It's called the delete button. In the court of Allah, there's always hope for us. And it's as simple as stop, regret, never again. The moment we stop, stop all those contacts. Stop that company that's taking us in that direction. If that smartphone is destroying my life, I need to be smarter for a while. For a while I get that out of my life. I know I can't control myself, so why do I have it? I get it out of my life for a while. So I stop. One is I stop. And together with stopping, regret. That regret in the heart, oh Allah, what have I done with my life thus far? That regret. And then never again, that firm resolution, oh Allah, I won't contact again. I won't court again. The moment we stop, regret, never again, it's like we touched the delete button. Inshallah, in the court of Allah, the past is deleted. Start a new life. And with all of this, lastly, we should be begging. Begging in the court of Allah in dua. That is why abundantly this tongue should be reciting, especially in these times. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. That, oh Allah, I'm weak. I can't control myself against girls. Oh Allah, you give me that strength. Power is from Allah alone. Oh Allah, I'm weak. I can't remain firm. Oh Allah, you give me that strength. So, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Abundantly, with this frame of mind, that, oh Allah, I am weak. I can't control myself. Oh Allah, you give me that strength. You give me that ability. Allah Ta'ala give us a correct understanding. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.